Andy Holdings Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. The Irish action on Monday comes from Roscommon. We have a seventh race mixed card to look forward to. You can hear it all on William Hill's Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Gordon Brown, Sean Quinn and Stephen Powell in the studio. But in the meantime, my name is Sam Norris and I'm joined on the line by Andy Holding. How are you today, Andy?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, not the most glamorous card this evening from Roscommon, but winners to be found?
Hopefully, yeah. I think that's a good way of putting it. We all like a bit of a mixed card as well, don't we, Sam? Bit of spice, bit of variety. I quite enjoy it. I mean, hasn't really caught on this side of the Irish Sea, but over in Ireland, they do love their flat and jump race combinations and, some competitive stuff along the way. So, yeah, hopefully we can nick a few quid.
Yeah, nice to have a bit of variation on the card. We'll dive into the action then. The first race of the day from Roscommon is the 5:10. This one, a 7 furlong auction race, and Belle Bette leads the market. She's the even money favourite, clips in from an odds against price this morning. Gerline's Charge is the only one in the field with winning form in the book, and it's 6-1 bar in what is a largely unraced field. Is she the one to beat, Andy?
I think she is, yeah, just about, Sam, to be fair. The fact that Gerline's pitched her into Group 3 on only a second start in her life suggests that he thinks quite a bit of this filly by Big Bad Bob, and she duly got off the mark the third time of asking, in a pretty decisive fashion to say the least, down in Down Royal, when skittling a good field in a fairly useful time, beat a horse called Enter the Priory, who's subsequently ran quite well, albeit failed to justify favouritism down in Sligo. I certainly think Bella Bell will certainly uphold the form with Enter the Priory. If there is going to be one that might cause the short price favourite plenty to think about, it might well be Johnny Murta's Charge, having its second start, Duca Valentinos, who caught the eye, not being unduly punished on debut in quite a hot little maiden at Naas. That was at the beginning of the month. It was won by Parish Boy from the Jim Bolger stable, who'd already had the experience of a run, and he put that experience to good use by beating what has turned out to be quite a useful field. The second horse has won subsequently by 8.5 lengths, one of Aidan O'Brien's, got Order of St George. So the form, as far as I'm concerned, doesn't look too bad at all. This horse kept on quite well for pressure. I think he'll come on for the run. He's got a good draw as well. An inside draw at Roscommon on the round track is very, very important. And I think that with experience, he should be able to hold his position. And it's hard to see him not finishing in the action and in the first race. So just a bit of value in the first race. Duca Valentinos each way, around about the 6-1 mark.
Okay, fair enough. Next up on the card is the 5:40. This is another 7 furlong contest. This one a handicap, and we've got joint favourites this morning. Shipyard is 6-1, along with Have a Nice Day. Glass Satura 7-1. It's 7-1 about Red All Star as well. 8-1 Northern Rocks. 8-1 Leaning Keen. 8-1 for He's Got Rhythm, and it's 9-1 or bigger. The remainder looks fairly open this race, Andy.
Yeah, it does, Sam. Yeah, 6-1 the field pretty much tells you the complexities and the difficulties of this race. It is a race that should be run at a decent pace, however, because there are three or four front runners, trailblazers in this particular contest. Keane's Pass for one, Red All Star, an all the way winner last time, and now he's got plenty of speed, that horse. Leaning Keane, another horse that likes to go from the front. And Have a Nice Day also, he likes to race quite prominently. And Have a Nice Day is the favourite here. Missed an engagement yesterday when not getting into a race at Dundalk because he was the first reserve. He's already enjoyed success here at this track this season. So he's got certainly a good each-way chance. He's a very consistent type who always gives of his race. 7 furlongs is his ideal trip. And he's also been handed the number one stall, track one, for Sabrina Harty's Charge. So I do think Have a Nice Day is just about a worthy market lead. I certainly won't put you off him around about the 6-1 mark. But one at a much bigger, well, not much bigger price, but one at a slightly bigger price, also I think will go well from an each-way perspective. If David Marnane's 9-year-old, he's got rhythm, and he's going to be the selection here each-way. Basically, on his good effort here last year, as you pointed out, Sam, he was second in this race last year to Angela's Dream, coming from a long, long way off the pace, as he usually does. to finish off Festival to claim that second spot. Now, his record previously to that run at Roscommon reads quite impressively. 3 seconds, including that one last year, and a victory in 4 starts. So he's yet to finish out the first 2 in 4 starts around this track. So despite him knocking on a little bit long in the fang, as Lord Vaughan would say, I think he's got rhythm. Certainly comes here in good enough form for that run at Galway, plus those runs at Roscommon in the bag to run a huge race at a nice each-way price.
OK, fair enough. And yeah, you're right, it was 2010 when he won this race, not last year, but as you mentioned, a good second. The next race on the card then is the 6:10, 1 mile 2 furlong handicap, this one. And again, we've got joint favourite Wood Sophie Smile is 3-1 along with Callery. It's 7-2 for Empress Tora, Truly Delightful 9-2, 7-1 Mama Rose, 15-2 Pretty Angel, and Willowing the outside of the lot at 14-1. Can you separate the top two in the market here, Andy?
Yeah, it's a difficult one, this one, Sam. Only the 7 runners, but plenty in with a chance of taking this prize for fillies. A couple of front runners here as well, so shouldn't be any hanging around. We've got Callery, who likes to press on from the front. We've also got Empress Tora, who made all the running to win at Wexford last time out. And we've also got Truly Delightful, who isn't necessarily a front runner, but if it were to become tactical, like it did at Banning Road 2 starts ago, she can force the issue as well. So it's going to be a true test, and that might just mean that True Delightful stamina comes into play here, because she does get this mile and a quarter trip really strongly, whereas Wood Sophie Smile and Callery, albeit fairly useful over a mile, they haven't got the form over a mile and a quarter, and this does take some getting up the hill at Roscommon. The last 2 furlongs he's on the incline, and if they go a good gallop, which I said they're likely to here, you need something that gets beyond the a mile and a quarter. And Truly Delightful certainly stays well, goes really well around the track as well. Don't forget this horse is 30 early on in the season to Irish Reel in a very strongly run handicap, and comes off the back of a good run at Galway when she just found that mile trip a little bit too short, but was doing some good late work. So Truly Delightful being priced up around about 9-2, 5-1 this morning, with the likelihood of a strongly run race, gets the vote in the 6:10.
And Truly Delightful, the selection in that one for Andy. Next up is the 6:40. This one, 1 mile 4 furlong handicap, and Clondor Warrior is your 2-5 favourite. It's a short price, but romped home by 8 lengths at Tremor on Saturday. Is he difficult to oppose?
Oh, he's impossible to oppose. Yeah, this is a classic Willie Mullins ploy, getting a horse off another trainer, turning it inside out in a short period of time, and hey presto. He's turned base metal into gold once again on the evidence of what we saw on Saturday at Tremor. This horse well backed as well, well found in the market. They obviously expected him to win off a mark of 52, and he duly made a mockery of that leaning handicap mark by winning as he wanted. He actually got in his first reserve as well, so it was rather a stroke of luck that he did get in, but he's likely to take full advantage of the fact that he's now only racing under a £5 penalty. Arguably this horse should be running in 0-70, 0-80 company the way he won the other day, and I think he could improve quite significantly through the ranks. He used to be trained by Shark Hand, and for whatever reason he couldn't quite get the best out of this horse, but he hasn't looked back since turning to the master trainer. And you know, 2-5 this morning, you know, if you've got a nice 5, then you could easily make it 2 quite quickly. So Condor Warrior, strong vote in the 6:40.
Fair enough, Clondor Warrior, that one for Andy. Next up is the 7:10, 2 mile maiden hurdle, this one for 3-year-olds. 10 runners in the field. Where do you go here?
Yeah, a lot depends on Tabby Inn, doesn't it, here? Who's having its first start for Willie Mullins, as we talked about in the 6:40. One of Willie's great skills, among many, is turning round the fortunes of horses that have been with previous trainers. And John Ox didn't really get the best out of this gelding by Sindar in the 2 runs that he had in the colours of the Aga Khan. He finished well down the field the last time we saw him last year in Killarney. And he's obviously subsequently had problems. He's been gelded and a hurdle beckon. You know, he's gone to the best trainer in the land to see if he can produce the goods with this particular individual. He's already been well found in the market. There is a non-runner early. Glance of Doon doesn't go, and he's been put in at 13-8. Of the ones that have run so far, the best form comes in that race here at this track on the 5th of August. It was a race that Patrick Flynn's Atan won, but back in second was Cabaret, and third was Lady Clitico. Those two horses, second and third in that race, reoppose. It's hard to split those two as well, because they jumped the last virtue in line, and it was only Cabaret that just about got its head back in front, having made most of the running. So I think the race will revolve around these three. Obviously, Tabian, you've got to keep an eye on the market. If he's very strong, then you'd certainly want to look towards him. But I'll go with the horse that finished ahead of the field last time out. There's no reason why Lady Clitigo will turn the form around. So Cabaret, generous looking 7-2. He's just about the value pick in that three-year-old hurdle.
Fair enough. Next up is the 7:40, 2 mile, 4 furlong. This one, a mare's handicap hurdle. And once again, we've got joint favourites, Our Beautiful Dream and Hellcat Maggie, both lead the markets at 5-1. It's 11-2 for Dashing Lady, Maydwell at 7-1, 15-2 for Money Spider, 9-1 bar. What's the pick here, Andy?
I'd probably go 2 against the field here, Sam. I can't really split my choices between Hellcat Maggie and Money Spider, who's a really interesting runner here, back over hurdles. So I'm going to play both against this field. Hellcat Maggie's just been in really good form throughout the summer jumping period. She's a very consistent animal. She travels really strongly, and it was only a matter of time before she finally got her head in front, and she duly did that last time out in the hands of Barry Geraghty, who probably knows a little bit more now that he's become accustomed how to ride this horse. Sometimes she travels really well, and he always had the difficulty of knowing when to deliver this mare, but he got the fractions absolutely spot on last time out at Roscommon, and she sauntered to a very easy victory. The hood seems to have worked on this horse. The last two or three runs have all produced good figures for this five-year-old mare. So Hellcat Maggie, sure to go well for you around about the 5-1 mark. And the other one, as I mentioned, a bit more speculative, a bit more of a pin-sticker's choice, if you like, but Money Spider, I certainly think can outrun her odds here. Her form figures over hurdles of late doesn't read all that good. You know, she got a string of duck eggs and she actually pulled up on her last start over timber. But her form subsequently on the flat recently gives probably a little bit more hope that she can run well back over hurdles here today. Don't forget she's a dual winner over hurdles, so that's a positive. But her last four or five runs, as I said, on the level have been very good. She's a winner of two. She's also run quite well last time out at Newmarket. She's impervious to ground conditions, whatever. You know, whatever it's going to be like tonight at Roscommon, she should be fine. And she's dangerously well handicapped, her off a mark of 103. So Money Spider, round about 15-2, along with Hellcat Maggie, 2 against the field in the 7:40.
Okay, and a couple of selections there too. All over for Andy in the penultimate race. Move on into the final race on the card this evening, the 8:10, 2 mile, 4 furlong hurdle. This one, and Seafood leads the market at 5-4. It's 2-1 for Waheb. Clara McLeod is 9-2 and Cleft is 5-1. Just the four runners here, Andy. Who wins this one?
Yeah, nasty race to close with. Going to be a tactical battle, you'd imagine, here. A battle of wills, if you like, between quite a few of the top pilots in the game over in Ireland. And Seafood certainly is the most talented of these for me. He finally got his head in front last time out of the fences. He threatened to do that a time before, unfortunately unseated at the last at Kilbeggan, but he made no mistake last time out. And Desi Hughes has spotted a good opportunity in the programme book here for this horse to continue the good work. He's a good hurdler. Don't forget this horse was well fancied to win the Pertemps final at the Cheltenham Festival last year, albeit he didn't come up to scratch. He certainly ran really well, and he often goes well through his race as well. So with Barry Geraghty on board, who knows him well now, I certainly think he's the one to beat. If he is going to get one to ruffle his feathers, so to speak, it could well come from the mare here down the bottom, Clara McLeod. I'm just not totally convinced about Waheb, and I think Clara McLeod will certainly run better than her odds imply. She's available back at 9-2 this morning. She ran really well in Ballyastown 3 starts ago behind Aaron Hill Chief, of course, won twice at the Galway Festival. Back in third with Shield, has also won again. And that race at Galway the other day that she was fourth in was a really good race of its kind at Ballybrit. Back in third was a horse called Give Me a Break, who's gone on to bolt up since. So that form doesn't look too shabby, and I like the way this horse did some good work at the end. She could probably do a little bit more cutting the ground, but either way, she stays well and she's game, she tries hard. So Clara McLeod at 9-2. Certainly a bit of value in the last, but Seafood gets the number one vote.
Okay, then, fair enough. There we go. The thoughts of Andy on this evening's action from Roscommon. If you could just spin us through one more time, please, all your selections on the card.
Yeah, tricky cards tonight at Roscommon. I haven't got too many strong views. Maybe one or two at nice each-way prices might be the order of the day, including Duca Valentinos in the first round, about 6-1 in that two-year-old contest. Should give you a good run for your money. In the 5:40, I'm going for the core specialist, He's Got Rhythm, who's yet to finish out the first two in four starts in that 7-furlong handicap. Of course, the second in the race last year. Tudy Delightful, tentatively in the 6:10. Clondore Warrior looks the banker of the card for those at a short price in the 6:40. 7:10, another tricky one because we don't know what Tarabian can do, but We do know what Cabaret can do, and hopefully that second last time out will be vindicated. Two against the field in the 7:40, Hellcat Maggie, Money Spider, and in the final race, Seafood, in good form, hopefully might get the better of Clara and McLeod in the concluding 8:10.
Okay, excellent stuff. And remember, you can hear how Andy's selections get on Racing Radio with Gordon Brown, Sean Quinn and Stephen Powell from 1:50pm. They'll be taking in the action from Roscommon as well as Kempton, Thirsk, Wolverhampton and Windsor. Thanks for joining me this morning on the preview, Andy. I hope you enjoy the racing tonight.
Well done. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.